Peace of Christ be with you. Happy hump day, Wednesday. Hey, before we get rolling, one special announcement. It's Jerry Root's birthday today. If you see that beautiful head, you just rub it and say, we love you. We love you, Jerry Root. Happy birthday, brother. Much love. Let's turn our attention to the book we love and hear from the wisdom of James. Hear these words. Who is wise? Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness and born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be boastful or false to the truth, for such wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But wisdom that is from above is first pure and then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's February, middle of winter. The dog days, I like to call it. We've been there, we've done that. There's nothing really new under the sun. We don't actually see the sun. It's easy in this time to get fatigued. And when you get fatigued, to lose focus just a little bit. And so in this time, I like to sometimes go back to basics and ask myself just fundamental, elemental questions. And here's my question that I'm asking myself. And I want to ask you, I want to ask us. Why are we here? Why are you here? Maybe in chapel. Maybe why are you here at Hope College? Each of you is spending a lot of time and treasure to cultivate your talents. But to what end? The answer to that question is a deeper question that has to do with what you want your life to be about. And only you can answer that. Your parents can't answer it. A chaplain can't. A professor can't. It has to do with you. What do you really want your life to be about? What are you going to pursue? How you answer that question has everything to do with how you answer the question about why you're here in the middle of February, the dog days of winter at Hope College. And there's lots of different ways to answer that, of course. I mean, the most pragmatic and efficient is you're here to get a degree so that you can go get a job so that you can make money. I was talking to a gentleman the other day who said, college didn't teach me anything. Didn't teach me how to make money. I wonder if he missed something in the curriculum. But maybe there was something else. Maybe you're here to be entertained. Maybe you're here to be coddled. Maybe you're here to find someone to love. All of those are good and fair things. But I'm wondering if your life could be about something more. Get caught up into a larger drama. Why are you here? I hope you're here. I hope what you're about in your life, what you want your life to be about, is pursuing wisdom. Whatever job you all land in, and we do hope you get a job. We do hope this is a place where you learn skills and knowledge, but wherever you land, that place, those people are going to need people of wisdom. People who know how to take knowledge and information and apply it for good, for beauty, for truth. What I hope you're here for is that you would be pursuing with all of your heart wisdom, wisdom. Be a people of wisdom. I love in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 when Solomon, who's about ready to be heir to the throne of the king of David, he hears in a dream God calling to him and asks him, what would you want? I'll give you anything you want. Anything you want. And Solomon's answer is this. In order that I might know how to serve these people, bless me with wisdom. He could ask for anything in all creation, riches and honor, his enemies slain. He could ask for glory, but what Solomon asked for is wisdom. I love that. And God grants him wisdom. But it's hard to come by. It's not easy to obtain. I love these lines at the beginning of Courses from the Rock. T.S. Eliot writes, "Where is the life we have lost in living? Where is the wisdom we have lost in knowledge? Where is the knowledge we have lost in information? The cycles of heaven and 20 centuries brings us farther from God and nearer to the dust." T.S. Eliot's getting at the fact that we live in an age where there's an overwhelming content of information and knowledge, but where's the wisdom? Because without wisdom, we lose the life and the living. I think James is talking about this. He's inviting us to be a people of wisdom. But wisdom, there are different kinds of wisdom. In this short passage, there is the wisdom from above and there's the wisdom from below. The wisdom from above, James says, is marked first by purity and then by peaceableness and gentleness, a spirit that is willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits without a trace of partiality and hypocrisy. I would like to ask every candidate who professes the name of Jesus Christ if they would be willing to pursue this kind of wisdom in their campaign. Whatever party you might be about, what might it be for the common good, for the republic, if we pursued this kind of wisdom from above, a wisdom that is first pure and then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, willing to hear different sides of view, full of mercy and compassion, to be a people who are full of good fruits, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, to be a people about that kind of wisdom. That kind of wisdom will produce a harvest of righteousness sown in peace for those who make peace. James says, be that kind of person. Pursue that kind of wisdom. Let that be what your life is about. Let that be the point on the spear of your education. But we know that it's hard because there's another kind of wisdom. There's the wisdom from the earth, what he calls unspiritual or devilish. And it's a wisdom that's marked by bitter envy and selfish ambition. And James says, wherever there is envy and selfish ambition, there will be disorder and wickedness of every kind. This is the wisdom of Pilate, of Caesar. This is the wisdom of Machiavelli and Michael Corleone and Frank Underwood. This is the wisdom that allows you to get ahead at all costs. This is the wisdom that whispers to you, it's okay just to plagiarize this a little bit. It's okay to take that shortcut at this moment. It's okay to cheat on your taxes. It's okay to tell that lie to your friend. That's the wisdom that says, well, if I can just get a little bit ahead, I can win. David Brooks, in his book, The Road to Character, describes this as the difference between Adam 1 and Adam 2. Adam 1 is a shrewd animal, crafty, self-preserving, manipulative, willing at all costs to play the game, and turns everything into the game. And the game, you know it well, the game is to win. Adam 2 is about a different kind of contest. Adam 2, he contrasts, is somebody who's after good character. Adam 2's ambition, what their life is about, is to be somebody with an inner integrity that a light shines from within onto all that they do and to all that they speak about. Adam 1 is about success at all costs. Adam 2 is about participating in a large moral drama. What drama are you going to be about? Why are you here in the middle of February at Hope College? What will you pursue? One of my favorite TV shows is The Wire. Anyone ever seen The Wire? The Wire, I would argue The Wire, written by David Chase, is top five best shows ever. It's set in Baltimore. And it highlights kind of the inner city drug traffic. But not just that. It also highlights politicians, newspapers, the education system. And in The Wire, one of the reasons why I love it is that it shows that everyone's about the game, and about the game is getting ahead. And just like James said, wherever there is envy and selfish ambition, which is what drives the game, whether it's politics, whether it's the drug trade, whether it's education, whether it's in the church, wherever there is envy or selfish ambition, the result is disorder and wickedness. And this TV shows how within a municipal system, how the game is played at all different levels, everyone trying to get ahead out of their envy and their own selfish ambition, how they make shady deals, just a little bit on this and a little bit on that. And what you see is nobody is clean, and the result is a whole city suffers. And I can't help but read these words about earthly wisdom and think about what would it be like if a city was to pursue wisdom from above. What would it be like if a whole community of people pursued the wisdom that was first pure and then peaceable and gentle? A whole community that was willing to yield and full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality. I think it would be beautiful. I think it would be beautiful. What I love about that TV show is that in every episode, there are moments where people have to make a decision. And that's the rub. Each of us has to make a decision. And no one can do that for you. You can't do it for me. What are we here for? I think we are here. I wager that we are here because we want to be a people of wisdom, what I like to call a people of hope, a people that will take this world-class education. And wherever God is calling you, you will go into the world and you will show the world wisdom from above. That is with all my heart why I believe you are here. And it is beautiful in God's sight. Amen. Go in peace, my friends.